Blog Talk Radio.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, 'cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world.
www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Miss Evie McKay this morning, and I'm going to bring the whole hood with me. I like Evie's mentality on that, because when God bless me, that's what my plans are, to bless everybody, everybody that he will allow me to bless, because he loves a cheerful giver. And we are not selfish believers. We are not the selfish people of God. We are not selfish saints. We want to give to all that we can give to so that others will be blessed like we are. I spelled it wrong, Brother Lewis. Military. Yeah. But I thank God this morning for another Tuesday morning. Thank him for waking us up. Closed in our right minds. We have the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. And we're grateful unto God this morning for this Tuesday morning, a Tuesday we never saw before. And we know that he will bless us all throughout the day, no matter what trials we're going through, no matter what situations we have to face. We know that he's yet in the blessing business. He's on our side. And not only will he bring us through, but he'll be with us through it all. And so we're thankful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We love him. He's our God, the great God, Almighty God Jehovah, that have all power. There's no higher power today. Hallelujah. And so all power this morning, again, is on our side. And so we're grateful unto him. Good morning, Miss Sion. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Yeah, we're just thankful today and for him opening doors and making ways where we see no way. And on Thursday, I was just telling Brother Lewis, he said maybe by Friday we'll have some rain. And I was telling him on Thursday is when they'll have my daughter burial, because she's having a military burial. So they chose Thursday. And so I have to attend that and keep it moving. And then after I put her to rest, you know, I guess they figure you'll have closure or whatever. But I already got closure because I know where she's at. And I'm good. Yeah, resting. And so I thank God, no more pain, no more suffering. And God is just faithful. He is faithful. And so we thank him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning we are going to talk about, I think I better let it go. Yeah. I remember Teddy Pendergrass sung a song that says, I think I better let it go looks like another love TKO or another love knockout. But I think I better let it go. The world and the things of the world. You know, many times we as people find ourselves in situations where it's bad, and it is so bad, we say, I think I better let it go. Anger, frustration, and overthinking many times cause people to let go of bad situations. Today, living in an ungodly life should cause people to say, I think I better let it go. Drinking alcohol and getting drunk and hating others and even not remembering God and his word is a situation where people should say, I think I better let it go. Whatever keeps us as human beings is a better let it go situation. Yeah, because listen, if these things are keeping us, adultery, fornication, drugs, you know, getting high, whatever, if it's stealing, cheating, lying, if it keeps us from being in a better place, we should say, I think I better let this go. I better let my thinking wrong go. Yeah, because a thought is a thing. And if we think it, we may as well do it. So this is why we try and be careful with our thinking. And sometimes we don't give God what we should. If we give him what we should give him, he will work things out for us. Yeah, and no matter how bad the situation is, it will yet work together for your good. God have a mighty sweet way of turning things around, of working things in a way. It started off real bad, but the ending result is good, because God have a way of turning that thing around, of getting in there, fixing it so that it will bless us instead of curse us. So many times I've told myself, I think I better let this go. Yeah, I've told myself that. I've been in a conversation with a bill collector, and they were trying to collect 2 months, what I owed for this month and an advance payment for next month. And I found myself getting heated in there. And I found myself raising my voice. I said, hold up, you better let this go. I said, listen, I'm going to pay for what I owe, and what I'm going to owe, once I owe that, I'll pay that. And, would you like to pay over the phone? No. I would like to get off the phone and go online and pay it. Thank you so much for your help. Have a nice day. And I hang the phone up because I had to let it go, because I was getting heated. And I'm going to know many times when we get angry, if we're not careful, we can sin. He said, be angry, but sin not. So many times we'll find ourselves getting angry, and angry to the point of where we start cussing or talking really bad to the person on the other line. And they're doing what they're trained to do. They're doing what the job told them they must do to keep their job. If you can get that extra payment out of them, get it. You know, they only owe $71 for 1 month, But go ahead and get that 169 or whatever they gave you a discount on for next month too. Because see, a lot of times they're banking on elderly people, senior citizens, they banking on them not understanding. And they can get more money out of them because they don't understand. Sometimes they forgotten, you know, and they don't owe double bills. They only owe one bill, but they're going to try to get next month payment out of them too. When I turned, I think it was 63, I had never gotten all of this senior citizen mail before. I wasn't used to that. Now, every time I turn around, they're sending me some mail for seniors. I'm coming close in February. I'll be 65, so they just wearing out the Medicaid stuff. I'm like, well, can they give me a break and let me get to 65? And if I have to have Medicare or whatever that is, I'll take the Medicare. But what I have right now is working for my good. But they just flood the mailboxes with senior citizen stuff. Do you need this kind of walker? Do you need this kind of seat? I thought to myself, can you give me a knee? Or give me two brand new knees in kind of a walnut brown color here. And can you give me those and, you know, advertise me, you give me two new knees and let's see where that go. Yeah. And so a lot of things just make me laugh. It tickles me. Everybody is after money. I know money was important before, and the world wanted some, and they was out to make them some. And now, to me, it appeared to have gotten worse. I mean, any and everybody, it appears, is after that money. I said to myself, I think I better let it go. I just don't need money like this right here. If I got to do all of this to get some money, then I don't know if I'm going to make it because I can't do it. I mean, you go to look for one thing, they got another advertisement on there and another advertisement. If you see it on television, call this number to purchase this. When you call that number, they got 10 advertisements. I'm like, well, I didn't need all that. I just wanted the one thing I was trying to purchase. And sometimes because of all the advertising, I just hang the phone up. I said, I can do without it. This is entirely too much for me. Yeah. So many times we say to ourselves, I think I better let this go. Sometimes we say, I got to let this go. I'm just letting it go. Yeah. Many times we say that to ourselves. And it's best if we can, because it's going to work together for our good if we can let it go. Yeah, nobody's feelings will be hurt. Nobody get angry too. Yeah, because a smooth answer, I believe, turn away wrath. A good answer. And if I find the person raising their voice and getting upset, then I just tell them, okay, well, look, I'll call back, but I got to go for right now. And I hang my phone up. Yeah, you're not going to pull me over into an argument or a cussing match or we loud. No, you're not going to pull me into that. Yeah. So we have to let things go. And we're better off. We're better off. Even when we pray, after we pray, we should let it go. As soon as we put it on the altar and walk away, we should let it go. Because if you're trusting God, you believe, you're putting it in his care, and you're walking away. Resting assured he's going to take care of it. But we'll pray and we'll still worry over it. We'll pray, put it on the altar, and snatch it off the altar, back worrying over it. Yeah. It's okay to be concerned, but we'll be a little bit more than concerned, over-concerned, and that's worrying. Lord, when you going to do it? Lord, I want it right now. Do it for me right now, Lord. I done prayed those prayers too. We need to pray and let go. Put it on the altar before God. Bring it to the throne of grace. and leave it there. Make our petition known unto him and leave your petition with him. Look at it this way. When I pray, I gave it to God. So I'm handing it to him and I'm walking away. Now, I'm going on to do what he would have me to do because he had my stuff and he's going to fix it. But many times God don't move as fast as we would like for him to move, so we keep going back. We keep thinking about that thing. I believe a lot of things God would have done, but we can't let go. Every day in and out, every day in and out, every day we holding on to it. I pray and forget out what I prayed for. This is the honest truth. And sometimes God move on that thing, and I'm like, what? And he'll remind me of the prayer I prayed for it. Why? I trust him. I give it to him and walk away. Yeah. I don't have money like that. You know, I don't have a huge bank accounts and all of that. But guess what? Because I'm able to put it on the altar and walk away, forget it, leave it in the hands of the Lord, you would think I have more than I have. Because he's a provider. He's a protector. He's a giver. And he loves cheerful givers. So he's always making a way for me. And I thank him for it. Yeah, there were days I've gone to the refrigerator and I said, I got to clean this out, that freezer, and give this stuff away. I don't want it to freezer burn, and nobody can use it, but I'm not getting to this stuff, so I'm giving it away. Some days I go in there and I'm thinking I'm going to cook a meal, and he'll give me a one-pot wonder is what I call it. Yeah, he'll let me take a cast iron skillet and make the spaghetti sauce. With the ground beef seasonings in the skillet and the spaghetti sauce from scratch sometimes. And then boil noodles in another pot. Drain my noodles when they get good and tender. Mix it into the spaghetti sauce with the meat. Sprinkle cheese on top, run it off in the oven. While that's baking, I wash the pot I cook the noodles in, which is simple. Dinner is ready. Simple things. God is able to bless us in many ways we had no clue. I'm thinking one way he come another way, and the way he come is much better. It's easier. It don't cause no heartache, no sorrows. It's not a hard task to do. But what makes things hard is when we go to the Lord with something, but we keeping it. We don't completely turn it loose and let it go to him. So we must learn to tell ourselves, I think I better let it go. Anything that I'm not doing and I know it does not please God, I think I better let it go. I must let it go. Because if you let it go, what's going to happen? God is going to take it up. If you put it on the altar with him and walk away, forget it, leave it alone, let it go. What's going to happen is you're going to see the results of Almighty God move upon your situation. And many times you're going to be oh so surprised at how he moves, at how he blesses. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know some people called me yesterday and I took me a good long nap. I needed it. I promise I did. I know I had to lay down around 12-ish. And I want to say when I woke up, it was around 8. I want to say around 8 o'clock last night. And I didn't just get right up right away. I laid on some more because I needed some rest. And I still got a little more to get. And Shante called me and she like, Mama. I said, look, I'm getting it right now. You know, maybe we could talk tomorrow. If I wake up before day in the morning, I'll call you. Because she's 4 hours behind me. But right now, I'm getting it for all this work. So I got me some sleep. Yeah. And I plan on getting me a little bit more of that good sleep like that. Yeah. And me feel better because I was able to stay off of them. Yeah. And so we thank God that when we go to him with anything, if we give it to him and let go, give it to him and walk away, walk away, let it go. He's Almighty God that have all power. There's nothing too hard for him to do. And if we believe him and believe what his word says, and don't try to figure it out for ourselves. Don't even have a way that you want to think how you want it to come. Just trust God that he's going to bring it. Because we'll never figure out how he's bringing it unless he tells us. Our ways are not his ways today. And our thoughts are not his thoughts. And we have many different situations we need God to move upon. Yeah. Some of us, finances would fix it all. Some of us, a healing would take care of everything. A healing would cause us to be able to go back to work. A healing may cause us to be able to do some other things. We may like to walk the beach or go for a walk, but because of an illness or whatever, we're not able to do it. But if we give it to the Lord and walk away, God will make sure this thing comes back around. I tried to get all I wanted to get out because I've gained weight. And I kept saying, you're gaining. Nikki bringing pound cakes. I'm eating this and that. So I decided to try this, the 6 small meals a day. I did it before and I lost weight and I got tired of it because it was too much eating. Because I wanted to eat all mine at one time and get it over with. But every 2 hours, if you eat something, it burns, causes your metabolism to burn. So I'm trying that now. And I'm knowing it's going to work for my good. But I had to get real in the prayer and get real with myself because I love food. And I know it. God knows it. And so I got to get this thing worked out. A fast won't help, won't hurt me at all. Matter of fact, a good fast will help me. Yeah. And I have some things to fast for others. Yes, yes. And so it's going to be all right this morning, but we just have to let it go. Many things, sometimes family members, relationships, marriages, all kind of things we have to let go. Sometimes we plan to divorce and God step up on the scene and says, no, we have to let it go. Yeah. Whatever it is, I've had to let cars go. I've had to let places I lived, cities I lived in, I had to get out of there and let it go. Walked away with a bag and a purse, and not a very big bag. But when I went to the next state or the next city, God moved in a mighty way. When I got ready to come out of there, I had too much, had so much, had to give it away. And again, this time I came out with three sets of luggage, the small, the medium, and the large. Well, when I first went down, I had a bag and a purse. God is faithful. If we know he's faithful, we should trust him enough that when we take something to him, we let it go right there to him and walk away, resting assured that it's already done. But many times we're thinking he's not going to do it in time. We're thinking we don't know if he's going to do it. So what if he does not do it? That means it wouldn't, whatever it was, it would not work together for our good. He won't withhold no good thing from us. But we have to keep going to the word, reassuring ourselves so that we can believe the word of God and let the word do the work for us. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We just have to believe. And stop chasing the things of the flesh. Because people learned a way to incorporate fleshly things with the word of God. And many times it's not right. And again, today, that's the way it seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. God is going to be right spiritually all by himself. The Spirit of God is going to be right every time. It does not need to mix with the flesh and mingle with the flesh because they're against one another. They're always at war. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. We're going to our next song of the morning and coming back with our morning prayer. And after morning prayer, we're going to talk about it. I think I better let it go. And if you think of something that maybe you told yourself that, I think I better let this go. Feel free to press that number one and share with us today. Yeah, we'd love to hear what you have to say about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. I've got joy in my heart. I want the whole world to know that I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus.
Ooh, oh.
Wasting time looking for an easy thrill.
Looking for peace
in every kind of
marijuana didn't have it, cocaine can't do it, no. I've got peace for my mind. I want the whole world to know that he saved me, delivered me. Don't you know that Jesus has set me free? He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
He'll be right there whatever you're going through. Coffee,
find real happiness. If you really want to live in him, you must confess.
You'll be right there, whatever you're going through.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, thanking you for another Tuesday morning. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for a day we never seen before. We thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up closed in our right minds with the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. We're grateful unto you, Father. We appreciate you this morning. We thank you for being on our side in spite of us. Father, we thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We thank you that you're loving, kind, gracious, and merciful, God. We thank you that you don't forget your people. And Father, we thank you for your word this morning, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you for his suffering, bleeding, hanging, dying, conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you today that, Father, all of this was done for us. We thank you for finding a way to redeem us back to you. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you this morning that you so loved us, you sent your only begotten son. And we're believing this morning because, Father, we don't want to perish. And we come today bowed down in humbleness, asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, and our wrong feelings. And today, though our sins be as scarlet, Father, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of Jesus, Father, a spirit to obey you, a spirit to remember your word, a spirit to keep our mind on you so that it's you who can keep us in perfect peace. A spirit that will help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. A spirit that will help us to submit all unto you this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. If each of us had 10,000 tongues and we began to praise you with everyone, it just wouldn't be enough. But Father, you're more than good. You're more than kind. You're more than gracious. You're more than merciful. Thank you this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you. You're more than faithful unto us. And we thank you today. We come this morning, Father, asking that you would bless every caller and every listener. Bless their families and friends near and far. Father, we come this morning asking that you would stir the gifts up in us that you gave to us. But Lord, we were born with these things and many of us don't know what they are. But Father, we come to you this morning asking that you would teach us and that you would show us the gifts that you put in us and teach us how to stir them up, that we will obey you and we will work unto you while it's day. Father, the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few, and we're asking you to send more laborers into the vineyard, but remember the labor that you called or chose us for. Help us this morning to look to you who can fulfill all our needs. You can fulfill every need in our life. Help us today, even our wants, O God. And Father, we want to be workers in the vineyard unto you. We want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Help us this day. We know no other way to go. We know no other one to go to. And Father, we're coming to you boldly before the throne of grace and humbleness. And we're asking you this morning to do what you do best. You bless God. You open doors. You make ways. You work miracles. Do it for us, every caller and every listener, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Father, do it for us in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to keep our mind on you. We want to be in perfect peace. We want to be joyful and happy. Do it for us, Lord. And Father, bless those that are sick, touch and heal this morning. We know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. And we ask this morning that you would heal us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Anything that's not like you, healed this morning. You made these bodies in your image, and you know what we stand in the need of as far as sickness goes. No matter what type of illness or disease. Heal this morning in the name of Jesus, we're asking. And Father, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you this morning that you took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Do it for us today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated and their families. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Father, bless our children and grandchildren this morning, great-grands, in the name of Jesus. We're asking this morning that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people everywhere, praying in the name of Jesus. Father, bless preachers, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. We ask this morning, Father, that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem and continue to loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Remember our brothers and sisters overseas this morning, Father. You know what they stand in the need of today. Bless their families and bless their friends near and far. Father, open doors and make ways for them today in the name of Jesus. And help them to see you, God. Help them to see the truth this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Father, we ask today that you would bless America and the leadership of America. And that, Father, you would continue to have mercy. But we ask this morning in the name of Jesus that, Father, you would bring America to its knees in repentance unto you. For, Lord, we've gotten too far away from you. Lord, you've given us so much. We've forgotten you who gave, and we focus on what has been given. But Father, I ask that you would bring us back to the right place in you, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us all, Lord, as Americans. Forgive us this morning and help us, Father. We stand in the need of you, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here. Feed us your word today until we want no more. Open our wisdom, our knowledge and understanding. Father, open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears this morning that we can receive from you today. Let none fall on bad ground. Let it all fall on good ground. Let not nothing choke anything out of us this morning. But Father, we will receive your whole word and we will digest your whole word and we won't forget it. But Father, we'll walk according to your word this day in the name of Jesus. Do it for us. Father, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering. Hallelujah. And Father, we let it go. We put it on the altar and walk away. Have your way today, oh God. Move by your spirit here. Do what it is you want to do here for your people. They belong to you. In the name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. We know that not only you hear, but Father, we are believing you to answer today. We're believing you to work miracles in the lives of your people. We're believing you to bring whatever they need to them and they not have to go after it. God, we're asking that you would open every door, hallelujah, that will work together for their good this morning. And Lord, men and money will solve the problems. Lord, we ask that you would send finances from east, south, north, and west today. And Lord, that we will focus more on your work than on our situations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. And we ask it all again in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Can't thank you enough, Father. Oh, you're good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, you're faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy for us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're grateful unto him. Hallelujah. There's none like him. We can search all over. We still won't find anybody, nobody greater than Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to look at James chapter 3. And I'm looking at verse 13. And it says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom. When we find somebody who we consider to be wise, we consider them to know some things because they're walking in the ways of Almighty God the best that they can. We're not looking at them in the natural. We're looking so much more so in the spirit, because what we receive from them, it enhances our spirit, man. It causes us to grow in God. It causes us to grow in his word. And so with that right there, many times a wise person will tell you, baby, you got to let that go. Yeah, you can't do that no more. You can't deal with that no more. I've told people this myself before, but they were not able to let it go. And so when they're not able to let it go, some things destroy people simply because they could not let it go. I had a friend, and the friend would always ask me, pray for my son, pray for my son, pray for my son. Can you talk to my son? Did all of that. But the son could not let go of the evil that he was doing. And because he could not let it go, he could not give it to God and trust God to take care of it for him. He continued to try and fix it, and it got worse. And so I told her, I said, I need you to give your son one more try, talk to him. I said, because if not, he's going to destroy himself. She was like, oh, no, don't say that. Oh, no, no. I said, well, you want the truth, or you want a lie that's going to make you feel better, but it's a lie and it's not ever happening. I need the truth, but I just can't take that right now knowing I get it. I said, okay. I said, well, just try one more time to talk to him and just see if he can hear this time. Now, to be honest with you, I knew he was not going to do it. I knew he was not going to hear his mother. He wasn't going to hear me. He wasn't going to listen to God. And I knew in a few days he would get up out of here, because of what he was doing was going to cause his very own death. But she needed to do as much as she thought she could do herself, so that when this thing happened, she wouldn't have no regrets. You know, I should have did this. I should have talked to him more. Nope, you won't have that because you've tried. And you've tried. He refused to listen. So he got hooked up with the devil. And he thought he was bad. Oh, he thought he had it all together. People in the community afraid of him and all of that. Well, it's this one guy come, and he wasn't afraid of him at all. Matter of fact, it was a pure devil. You hear me? And he blowed him down. Yes. Blowed him down, shot him up in the car, and then brought him back to the community and threw him out of the car on the street. Do y'all hear what I say? Why is that, Barbara? He could not let go. And many times, if you don't let go, it will cause you danger. It can cause you to lose your life, and you're not ready to go. You haven't made all the amends you want to make with Almighty God, so you're not ready to leave here. You need just a little while longer. But because you refuse to stop doing what you're doing. You refuse to completely let it go. Do you know sometimes God will tell you to leave someplace? It could be your own house where you've been for years and years. But because he sees what's coming your way, and he asks you to get out of there, you refuse to go. I've been there and done that. I lived in this place, and the prophet had come and told me to get up out of there because too much evil was going on around me and my children. Well, instead of me making a step to go try, because I believed in my heart if I made one step, God really would make two if I believed and if I asked him. But I didn't do that. I sat back. And I ended up being thrown out of the place. I couldn't let it go. It was the roof I had right then and there, and I didn't want to turn that roof loose, not knowing if I would get another roof. But if God spoke it for me to do it, he had already prepared the roof for me over my head. I just didn't understand at the time. And a lot of people is that way. They don't understand. So when God say let go, they can't let go. But oftentimes he'll send somebody with wisdom to share with you. And he sent the prophet for me. But I'm so caught up into what I'm caught up into in my flesh. See, I wasn't saved and sanctified and filled with his spirit. I wasn't walking according to his word. I really didn't have a personal Bible study life and a personal prayer life like I do now. So I'm leaning and depending on me. I'm not leaning and depending on God. I was with the form of godliness, and I was denying the power thereof. That's where I was. So I got thrown out. Felt embarrassed, upset, didn't know where my kids was going to sleep for the night. But had I paid attention to wisdom, had I paid attention to the man that God sent, who was wise and endured with knowledge, and he was going to show me out of a good conversation the works with meekness and wisdom, the prophet was going to, well, he did this for me. But because I was set in my own way, and I wasn't trusting God, I was leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, I was going to acknowledge me. I wasn't going to acknowledge God. Therefore, he couldn't. He tried to direct my path, but I wouldn't see it. Well, he did direct it, but I didn't follow his directions. I was yet leaning to my own understanding. I was wise in my own eyes. I wasn't praying before I made a move. I was doing what I wanted to do. But I should have thought to myself, I think I let go. Now, that's what should have happened, because God has sent the prophet that should have let me know. And the man didn't know what I was going through. I knew God had to send him. I should have been thinking that. Well, if God sent this man, that means that God see my situation. He said, get out of here. I need to go look for a place to live, because God has already opened the door, but I couldn't think like that. And I couldn't think like that because God was not the God of my life. Me and the devil was running things over there, you understand? He set me up, I followed his suit, and I ended up without. Well, had I listened more closely to the prophet, I would have had a better roof over my head, a roof that I could afford, wouldn't have been thrown out. So we got to tell ourselves, I think I better let this go. Or I know I better let this go. It could be many different situations, from an argument, a disagreement, saying certain things to certain people. You know, even in our own household, we have to be careful even how we talk to our children. I've seen parents call their children stupid. I've seen parents slap the children, hit the children as hard as they can in the child back. Yeah, I've actually seen this before. Now, that's what you call abuse. And the child grow up and they're messed up. Because for them, violence is the way. They don't know how to hold a conversation to talk things out, you know, where it can be smooth and nobody's at odds with nobody. But because the parents never said, I think I let this go. I think I better let it go. They never said that. They never taught their children that. Now the children is violent. And I've never seen children quite the way these new wave children. Those children, a lot of them from the 70s and 80s, oh, that's a whole different breed. Yeah. I brought my children up with spankings, punishments, spankings. You do what I say. You don't question me. You haven't been here long enough to question me. If I give you the answers to some of the questions that you ask, you wouldn't understand anyway. You haven't been here long enough to have the wisdom to understand. I say what I say to you because I want you to be safe. It's my job to keep you safe. All of this that I'm doing is not to intentionally hurt you or abuse you. It is so that when you are ready to face the world, you are equipped to face the world with. See, but when we don't train our children, many times we'll say to our own children, I think I better let it go. You think you better let your own child go. Now, there are cases where we have to, but we keep them in prayer. We keep them on the altar. But I'm talking about, I think I better let them go and just let them go with no prayer or nothing. If I see you 100 years from now, it'd be too soon, that kind of thing. No. If we let them go, we got to let them go in Jesus. But now, if you train them right, and I know they say your child shouldn't be afraid, but you put fear in children. Because if you don't put fear in them, they're going to put fear in you. Hear me when I tell you. They are going to put fear in you. Because of this, when you ask them to do something and they don't do it, it could end up bad for them. And you train them to respect adults. And you watch over them. You don't just turn them loose. And today, you don't let your children just go anywhere with any old body. Even uncles and cousins and grandfathers. No. You got to watch as well as pray today. And especially for our children. Because the enemy is after them because they are the future. So if that enemy can destroy them at an early age, mess them up when they get an adult, they didn't have no training or nothing, they can do all the evil he desired for them to do until he destroys them. Because when you obey the devil, he destroys you. He don't do you like God. When we obey God, God blesses. When you obey the devil, he curses. So many times we got to tell ourselves, I think I better let it go. I remember I was raising my children and clubbing and doing anything I was big enough to do. Like they were asleep. So I waited until they were asleep. 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, they knocked out. I'm clubbing. And club till the next morning and come in 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and go to bed and wake up in time to get up, to get dressed and make sure they dressed to go to church. And I didn't allow them to see certain things, although I was doing it. Because I knew had they saw these things, they would have no respect. And then they would think when they got of age, it was all right for them to do that. I have grandchildren. They're adults. And I know they smoke marijuana. I know they smoke what we call weed today. But they don't do it in my presence. Now, they might do it in their parents' presence. Look at this now. But in my presence, they won't do it. Because their parents have told them, she's not like us. She's from the old school. And the easiest way to get on her bad side is to do this kind of stuff, because she sees this as disrespect. I see it like this. I'd rather for you to do it at home than to do it in the streets with anybody. But that's not the way she is. She feels like you shouldn't do it at all. And especially in front of her. She might smell the weed on you, but just don't let her see you smoking it. But when I smell it, I click. I know you didn't come around me smelling like weed. Are you crazy? What's wrong with your head? You done smoked too much already coming around me smelling like weed. And the parents, they act like they don't smell a thing. Everything is just all right, it's the norm. No, it's not still the norm for me. And I just couldn't take a grandchild just standing up in my face saying anything they felt like to me. I'm just not built like that. They had a song in the world years ago. They said, meet me in the mall, it's going down. Anywhere you meet me, it's going down. And that's the way I would feel about that. You're going to come in my presence with the foolishness is going down. I show you respect. And as an adult, you're going to show me respect. And as your grandmother, you're going to show me even more respect. You never saw me do these things in front of you. So please don't come and do it in front of me. Show me the same respect that I show you. Now, if I get one that's real rowdy, I may have to say to myself, I think I better let it go. And the reason I think I better let it go, because I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go and do time for a grandson or a granddaughter, so I think I better let it go. But so far, each one of them, even last Friday and Thursday and Friday, when they saw me, hey, grandmama, smile on the face. One grandson came and grabbed my hand and put some money in it. I was shocked. But they know what I stand for, and they know I'm not like their parents. They know their parents preachers, but they know their grandmother is a whole different kind of preacher. And that which she preached, she tried to demonstrate. She tried to live that which she preached. I don't change. I don't compromise because you're my grandson or my son or my daughter. No, I give you the same business that I give anybody else. But sometimes we have to say, I think I better let it go and move on. And when the scripture says, I let nothing separate me from the love of God, it didn't say God wouldn't let nothing separate him. It says it's talking about me. I'll let nothing separate me from his love. And they're going to list a whole bunch of things. And those things include everything. I can't let a grandson, a granddaughter, love them, prayed for them. A set of twins, I was there when they were born. Children, love them. My two older sons officiated my daughter's homegoing celebration. And I was so excited and happy that I got to see the training that they got come forth in God. God used them. Yes, he did. But I can't let them separate me from his love. I can't give up and fall into what they're going through. I got to stay strong and stay on the Lord's side. He's the author and finisher of my faith. He's my Alpha and my Omega. He's my beginning and he's my ending. So sometimes I think I better let it go, and I have to let it go. And when I bring something to God, I have to leave it on the altar with him. I can't keep going back and forth with it. The word said this about it, but I just keep handling it, picking it up, flipping it over, thinking on it this way, thinking on it that way. Well, maybe it's going to be this. Well, it could be that. Well, Lord, maybe. No. Leave it alone. Let it go. And sometimes I get caught up into it because I'm feeling for the person. And we're trying to figure it out. We'll never figure it. I already know that. God have ways I've never heard of before. He's Almighty God that have all power. There's no higher power than him. Thinking is way above mine. Because of him, I can do what appear to be some smart things. Not me, but because of him. It turned out to be a smart move because it was him that made the move through me. Had he not made the move through me, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have turned out as good. But without him, I can do nothing. So again, many times I think I better let it go. And let it go to God. Let him fix it. He know how to fix it in a way where it can never be undone. He know how to break things up where it can never be put back together again to harm me. He's Almighty God. And I know we've thought of this before. I think I better let that go. I know we've thought that way before. Sometimes we're overdoing things. We're overthinking things. But the quickest way I know God to move is let go. Let him have it completely. Don't keep a part of it in no kind of way. Many days I've told myself, so what? Because the enemy come to tell me, well, hey, if you don't do this, that's going to happen. And you know he's not telling you anything good. Well, if you don't do that, this going to happen. And I say, so what? So what if it happens? That means God got something better or he's moving in a different way. And I let it go. What are the end results? Blessed. Sometimes he work a miracle in the ending of the situation because he said all things must work together for our good. We love him. And many he called according to his purpose. And we're walking in that purpose. We're obeying God. But a lot of times we're not even working unto him, but we expect great results from him. We're not giving him nothing but talk. We're not doing anything else but talking about what he's done for us. How about talking about what we've done for him? The girl Janet Jackson even wrote a song that says, what have you done for me lately? We should ask ourselves that every day. What have I done for God lately? Meaning yesterday even. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow's not promised. But what did I do for God yesterday? What am I doing for him today? And do I have any plans of doing anything for him tomorrow? Yeah. My parents taught me, if the Lord's will, tomorrow I'll do this and that. Because it's not promised. You may not be here tomorrow. You could leave here today, tonight, this afternoon. But if it's the Lord's will, tomorrow I'll this, that, and the other. But God should be in the plan. But all we want to do is pray and ask God. We don't want to pray and ask him, what can I do for you? What is it, Lord, that you would have me to do? God, what is the labor that you call me to? What is the work that you want me to do? And Lord, I don't understand everything, but I need you to make this plain to me. I need you to give me clarity, make it clear unto me what you would have me to do and show me how to do it. And I'm willing, Father. I'm willing to obey you. Because if he saved you, he called us all to something. Even if we were born for a purpose. They told me Judas Iscariot was born to betray Jesus. That's what somebody told me. He just couldn't get it right. He let the deceiver come and deceive him. But God will use any and everything that will allow him to. And we should want to be used by God and tell ourselves, we're not working unto the Lord. I haven't done anything really for God but asking for stuff. I think I better let that go and start seeking God for work. I think I better put my application in with Almighty God to see if I can get this position. Sometimes God didn't call us to something. He didn't choose us to do something. But we have a zeal to do this and that. And if we'll go to him, he'll make it possible. Lord, I don't believe you called me to the field of ministry. I believe you called me to be an usher. And that's a ministry too. But I believe you called me to the field of a deacon. Or you called me to this or that. I don't think you call me to those things, but I really like the way those offices operate. I like the way a deacon can go to the hospital and give communion. I like the way he can go and visit the sick at home. I like the way that he have a way that if he get that the sick person is in dire straits of certain foods, he's able to go to the pastor and get those foods for the person. I like the way that's done. So, Father, I'd like to become a deacon. I don't believe you called me to that, but God, I know you're able to make me that. Give me the heart of a deacon. Do you know God can do that for you? Lord, I don't believe you called me to the field of an evangelist. But what I've seen, I like the way the evangelists operate. I like the way they can go and say what you would have them to say, and then they gone. I like what you put in the hand of an evangelist. I like the way that they can speak things on people and it come to pass. I want that gift, and God give me the understanding of it and how to operate in it. God will do it. Because, Father, doing nothing for you, I think I better let it go. I think I better start doing what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. And I think I better let my flesh go and seek after your spirit. Because that hour is here. That hour is here. I'm telling you now. If we're not operating in the spirit, we're going to be out of gas. If we don't know how to trust God, we are going to be out of gas. We're going to perish. You're going to suffer. If I don't know how to have faith, if I don't know how to stand up in the face of the devil and quote the word of God and mean every word, I'm going to perish. Because that hour is here. The hour has come. The spirit of the Antichrist is using folks and moving all through the land. You see so much, I'm not for what's right, but I am for what's wrong. They're calling wrong right and calling right wrong. I remember one time Evangelist Maven and I was talking. She said, yeah, you see it? I said, yeah. She said, it's like the world has flipped upside down. I said, yes, ma'am. It's like it went backwards and flipped over, backwards. Having anniversaries and celebrating what's evil. I've been evil for this long. I've been evil since 1504. And I'm going to celebrate my evilness in the face of God without having no thought for him. But what I know is God will not be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That I know. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 says this, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak no guile. We don't want to speak evil on people. We see some evil things going on, but we'll quote the word before we quote anything else. Thank you, Brother Lewis. 1 Corinthians 12 and 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. So whatever office you want to operate in, you can pray and ask God for it, and he will do it. And he will show you a more excellent way. God will bless you because the harvest is plenteous. And the labors are few. He got a lot of people in need, but he don't have enough people to fulfill the need of his people. Honestly and sincerely. Earnestly and sincerely. For real. My heart is for your people, Lord. Whatever you can use me for to bless your people. And I don't want to get aggravated and frustrated because the help that your people need. I too one day was in a situation where I needed some help. And in loving kindness, you drew me. In loving kindness, you sent somebody for me to teach me, to help me. You sent somebody to pray for me. Not only did my parents pray for me, but other people prayed for me because I needed prayer. I needed you to move for me. I couldn't do it for myself. And today, without you, I can do nothing still for myself. Yeah. I gave my life to the Lord September the 29th, I want to say 1993. And yet somebody prayed for me. And yet I pray for somebody because prayer will fix it every time. And if I haven't gotten my business fixed with God, I think I better let it go and start working on getting my business fixed with him. Two things. What's coming our way and Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back looking for his people. He's coming back looking for his bride. And we want to be ready when he comes back. But we need to prepare now. Now is that time because he's given us so much time and yet extending the time to us to get it right with him, to get ready for him. But many times we can't turn the TV off. We can't turn YouTube off. We can't turn Twitter off. We just can't turn Instagram off. We can't turn the phone off. The calls we get, and that's not about nothing. It's not about ministries. Not about the business of God. It's about everything but that. We're not bringing encouragement to people. We're not inspiring people in Jesus. We're not talking of his wondrous works and making known his deeds among the people. We're talking about everything else. We TikToking and we're trying to look like the world. And he done called us out of the world into this marvelous light. And we're still trying to hang on to the ways of the world instead of saying, I think I better let it go. Because the ways of the world is not going to save me. When whatever God allowed to come forth, come forth, the ways of the world won't keep me safe, but the ways of God will. His word will keep me safe. My prayers will keep me safe. Standing on his word will keep me safe. Seeking the things after him will keep me safe. What Oprah talking about won't keep me safe. What Steve Harvey got going on and Dr. Phil got going on and anybody else have going on, it won't keep me safe. I got to seek the things of God. And I can't seek these old slew-foot messed up preachers. I got to seek the real men and women of God so that I can be inspired to stay with God and to seek him more. There's much more for me to seek in God. October the 5th, 2021. There's yet more from 93 to now for me yet to seek in God. There's yet higher heights and deeper depths in him. But my ways are not his ways and my thoughts are not his thoughts. So I need more of him to walk upright before him more, to please him more, to do what he can accept more. Because I promise you, God just don't accept any and every old thing. He'll accept sinners when they come into him in repentance so that he can make a difference in their lives, so that he can change their lives. He's not just changing sinners who want to remain sinners. They come saying, I acknowledge my wrongdoings. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I've been against you and forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm asking you to come into my heart and live because I believe that you so loved the world you sent your only begotten son, Jesus Christ. I believe he come in. And he clean them up. He forgive them. Clean them up and save them. And as we progress on with Bible study, as we progress on with a church that's teaching the word of God, and we praying at home, and we reading the Bible at home the best that we can, God begin to grow us. We begin to know him. And if we're not doing these things, I think we better let it go. We must let it go. And again this morning, if you put something on the altar before God, let it go. Don't put it before God and then come back and take it from him by worrying over it. And maybe it's going to be like this, trying to fix it and figure it out. Don't do it. If you put it on the altar before him, I think you better let it go. Because when you let it go, God coming in to take care of it. We may not understand everything. We may be confused, but pray. Because he's not the author of confusion. And he's not a God that wants us to be ignorant. He wants you to have clarity. He wants you to have understanding. But we have to pray and ask him for these things to let him know, this is what I want. You're not forcing it on me, Father. I want this from you. I want to know more. I want to do more unto you. I want to work unto you. Somebody can use my help. I may not be able to sing like an angel, and I may not be able to preach like Paul, but Father, I can do something because you chose me for something. Before I entered my mother's womb, you already had a destination for me. You already had a work for me. And help me to see it. Help me to understand. Make it clear for me, God, that I can work while it's day. Night is coming and no man can see. I want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you, Almighty God. And he will move on our behalf. Yeah. He loves us this morning. And if we knew what love is, we know that he loves us enough that anything we're going through, he's doing it to teach us He's doing it to make us better. It's not to punish you. It's not because he hates you. It's not because he wants you to fail. He's not like man. But our trials come to make us strong. Because walking in the way of God, you got to have strength. Walking in the ways of God, you got to have knowledge and wisdom. You got to be like Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and even when to run. Kenny said, you don't count your money when you're sitting at the table. It'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. We got to know when. We got to know how. The Spirit of the Lord have told me, Barbara, don't say that. I mean, it appeared that it was right on the tip of my tongue. And then I was about to say that to that person. And the Spirit of the Lord said, don't say that. I shut my mouth. And sometimes they would say, what you was going to say? And I said, oh, nothing. It's just not important. Sometimes I was about to do something. I was just about to move my hand to do it. And the Lord will say, don't do that. Don't do that like that. I got to stop myself. Because we're working unto the harvest. Sometimes God will send a person, and when they first come, they really are your enemies. They really don't like you. But you're the vessel that God is going to use to draw them to him. And because you showed them they were against you, but you was not against them, they watch it. Because they need a reason for any little thing to really cuss you out. They really need a reason to hit you. They need a reason to cut you. They need a reason to stab you. They really need a reason to shoot you. But every time they came, you had a soft answer. Every time they turned around, you had did something that they direly needed to have done. And it continued on until they said, oh, you know what? I used to think you didn't like me. And I was mad with you. Because I really didn't like you, and I really wanted to hurt you. But you know what? I got to see that's not who you was. Okay, that brother Mike. Good morning, sir. Good morning. Yeah, I didn't know you was like that. I thought you didn't like me either. God put you there. And he put you there to show them. And then now, every time you turn around, they just want to follow you. They want to ask you questions. They want to see what the next thing you're doing. Hey, let me help you with that. You know, I know this and I've had it happen. If anybody watched the movie Soul Food, the little boy said, if Big Mama had enemies, all she had to do was bake them a sweet potato pie and they became her friends. They were no longer her enemies. God have a mighty sweet way of fixing it for us. He'll have the enemy saying to themselves, I think I better let that go. No need to be mad with that person. They ain't did nothing to me. That's me. I'm just evil. Or whatever they say about themselves. But I think we need to let it go. If it's not of God, we need to let it go. Seek him with our whole heart. Begin to seek God. Look here. Sacrifice some time. You got to take time to get with God. You got to take time to spend with him. You got to take time to spend in his word because the enemy won't let you do it. You know this phone, all the phones here ring. A ring, a ring, a ring. I'm on one phone, the other one, a ring, a ring, a ring. I get that one. As soon as I say hello to the person on that one, the other line rings. Sometimes I got to tell people, well, let me call you back. And I plan to call them right back, but the phones keep ringing. The messages keep coming in. But God needs somebody he can use, somebody who's willing to do it, somebody who's willing to be there for the people. And sometimes the people, they know the truth. You done told them what God said. You done explained the word to them, and they still calling back. They still coming back because that flesh, they haven't learned how to make the flesh behave. And the flesh is constantly telling them, oh, but it's going to happen like this. Oh, but they going to take that. Oh, but they going to do this. Oh, but this and that. Oh, but you hurting over here. We need to reflect back to Jesus. They beat him all night long. They took his clothes. They took his robe. They made him carry his own cross. Had to get somebody to help him to carry that cross up Calvary's hill because he was weak. They done beat him. They done tortured him. Then got him up on top of Calvary's hill, stretched him out on the cross that he had to carry, nailed his hands and his feet, hung him up to crucify him, gave him gall to drink, not water, knowing he could use some water, pierced him in his side, and this man had not done anything worth that. It wasn't even worthy of death, let alone suffering in the way that he did. But he did it all for us. He gave himself for us. And we're not going to give ourselves for nothing. Somebody talk about us, we hate them. And God forbid they do something to us or one of our children. Oh, it's the end of the world. But I think I better let it go. I think I better start thinking on these things. I think I better start thinking on the way that Jesus suffered and I need to suffer too. Because what? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone and I know there's a cross for me. I need to start thinking on these things. That God can use me. That I can be a willing vessel unto Almighty God who made the heavens and the earth. The same God that said, let there be light, light appeared. The same God that knocked Saul off that horse on his way to Damascus, changed his name and everything. The same Paul now that tell you, I'm an apostle, not of man, but of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He know God turned his life around. And if God has turned our life around, we should show some signs. And we should not be ashamed of him nor the gospel. Because that gospel have power to save. Because of his word, I'm saved today. Because of his word, you heard his word, you're saved. So anything that's not of God, I think I better let it go. I know I need to think on these things. I know I need to turn that TV off and give God more time. I know I need to fast a lot more than I'm fasting. Whatever the case may be, tell yourself, I must let it go. And again and again and again and again, anything you put on the altar before God, walk away, leave it there. Don't take it up. Don't handle it. Don't play with it. It's like you got a Play-Doh and you just playing with it. You're going to mold your little dinosaur. Okay, over here you're going to mold your little rat. You're going to mold a dog. You're going to mold a cat. No, I'm not molding nothing. I'm leaving it on the altar with God. Walking away from it. Trusting him to fix it. Because guess what? If he put food on my table, I didn't know how them bills was going to come together to be paid, but he made a way where I saw no way. He makes sure I got clothes on my back. It may not be designer clothes, but I'm not out in these streets naked. He blessed me with transportation. Somebody don't have a car, but he blessed me to have one. He blessed me to have a job and a job that pays enough to keep me coming back, but it covers what I need to have covered. If he did all of that, I got to trust him with the next thing, and I won't take it back. I'm going to give it to him, and I'm not going to keep thinking on that. When the devil bring the thought of that and my flesh bring the thought of it, I'm going to tell God, forgive me, Lord. I gave that to you, Father. And I refuse to take it back. See, because he going to keep coming with your flesh to tell you. The people say they're going to foreclose on your house. They say if you don't do this by Monday, that's going to happen. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I have the God who can make they and them and those sit down somewhere and leave me alone. I have the God that have all power. The God that caused the bill collector to forget that they even said they was coming Monday to do anything. The God that said, well, they've been paying pretty good. And I talked with them and they haven't, well, you know what? I'm going to give them another chance. I'm going to give them a few days longer. And within giving you that few days longer, God done worked out a situation where the bill is paid or whatever it is going on. You were sick. He came in and healed your body. All the symptoms of the things they said your illness is brain, you didn't have not one symptom of that. You felt a little effect, but you weren't fully affected like you should have been. God have a mighty sweet way. But we want to go to him and ask for things. We want him to give us stuff. But what will we give to him? What are we giving unto God? What kind of work are we doing unto him daily? What is it? Who are we really there for? I've had people to tell me, well, I'm not that way. I can't have nobody calling me all day. I can't talk to people all the time. Preachers. I can't just talk about God all day. I can't do it. But he woke you up this morning. And when you feel you're in dire straits, you're running to him. And you want him to be there when you get there. You want him to be there when you get there to hear what you got to say and to do it. Whatever you're asking him to do, you want him to be there to do it. But you can't help him. You can't do for him. Something wrong with that picture. I think I better let it go. And pray that the Lord give me the kind of heart that I can do his work. America's in the mess that it's in because the church stopped churching. The church stopped being the people of God and started being Americans. They started enjoying the fruits of America and they forgot God. And they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Because all they want is what he can give to them. People go and sit on them pews every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Friday, whenever they're having something or whatever. And leave up out of there and do nothing for God. People on the corner need a little help. They got more than enough to give these people two little dollars. And they just left church and ride right on by them. He said, be careful, for some have entertained angels unaware. The church is just selfish. It's all about me and mine. All they needed is for somebody to tell them, don't give the people on the streets your money. They just going to buy beer and drugs with it. And you done bypassed the angel of the Lord listening to foolishness. The church said, be a good steward over your money. He also said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, but you still sinning. But you can't give nobody no money because you got to protect that because God gave it to you and he wants you to be a good steward over it. But you can commit adultery. You can commit fornication. You can tell a lie. Calling it a white lie. A lie is a lie. Ain't no white one, black one, blue one, green. A lie is just a lie. Ain't no big one. There's no little one. A lie is a lie. I think I better let it go and seek God. See, we can use the word for what we want to use it for, but we won't use it to bless people. In other words, bless God. Because when I bless his people, I'm blessing him. When I lend unto the Lord, he's going to pay me with interest. And he's not going to be late with a payment because he's not going to owe any man. Hallelujah. My negative, crazy ways of thinking, I think I better let that go and seek God. I think I need to go on over there to that book of Matthew and read it on back until John end. And if I'm getting all I believe I should get from Matthew to John, I want that to marinate in me, and I want to put it into action. I want to obey what it says. I want to walk according to what it said, what Jesus did and how they was doing. And I don't want to miss it like they missed it in the parables. But I want to go in with God giving me wisdom as I read. He's giving me understanding as I read his word, as I study his word. He's giving me knowledge. And he's showing me how to use the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge that he gave to me. But I got to set myself aside unto him and get all of these things. I can't be busy with the boyfriend and seeking a husband and seeking a wife and seeking this and the next best thing. And because I see too many church folks in all that prosperity, but spiritual life tore up. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that some of them got the house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy Fat, bank account, nice ride, all of this stuff. Women, all the weave, so much weave that the Chinese Asian store don't have no more. They got the glue to go with it. They got the lace front. Boy, look here. They got the eyelashes just robbing a horse. Look, spiritual life tore up. Don't know which way to go. Some of them don't even know how to go to God in prayer anymore because they done sold out for prosperity. They done sold out for a bag of weed. They done sold out for the lashes. So much makeup. I don't know if Maybelline, CoverGirl, Mary Kay, Ava, I don't even know if they can keep up with the demand because these folks done sold out for another face. They don't like the face that God gave them. They sold out for another face. This is reality. They're living in a fake world. God brought them there and they forgot him. They're giving more to everything else but him. And people just following them in flocks, in groves. I think I better let it go. I got to stay in the old path looking around. I got to stay with God. I can't be tricked by the devil. Hell is real. Hell is hot, and it enlarges itself daily. You going to forget God, the one that wake you up in the morning? And when you get up with formality and protocol and all this so crazy stuff. You're not getting up in God from your heart for his people. You're not wanting people to be blessed from your heart. You don't even care about the people. You slang them some kind of word out there, some kind of a magical voodoo something, and they around here quoting what you say, clicheing and all. I think I better let it go. I got to be real with God, and I got to be real with his people, because I want you to hear this morning. God loves you. He loves his people, and he's just not going to keep tolerating folk that keep hurting and messing up his people with all these lies. There's a way that seems right to a man. You hear me say this all the time, but the end thereof is destruction. All of this is true. This is reality I'm sharing this morning. I think I better let it go. If it's not God, I know I better let it go. I got to let the Spirit of God dwell in me richly, richly enough that I'm willing to help somebody come to God, not to me, Freedom Doors, or Jesus in the Morning, but come to Almighty God who can fix every situation in their life. Somebody saying, but my daddy wasn't there. You don't understand, Sister Barbara, my mama wasn't there. I don't know what love is. I was never shown love. I hear you saying I can trust God, but I couldn't trust my mama. I couldn't trust my uncle on my daddy's side. Listen, God is not a man. He's a spirit, and he made you, and he made the heavens and the earth. I think you better let that go and learn to trust God. Go to him and pray, Lord, you know what I've been through. And it's not easy for me to trust. You said trust no man. I don't trust man. And God, I don't know how to trust you, but if you'll help me this day and teach me, hey, Yashata, hey, glory, glory, I see it. Hey, Lord, if you'll help me to trust you today, teach me how to trust you. Say, Father, I can trust you because I don't know how. Help me today, God. Oof. Help me to know what you call me to, what it is you would have me to do. I don't understand. I don't know. But Lord, if you teach me and you make it clear to me, I will obey you. Help me today. I believe. I believe you so love me. You sent your only begotten son, and I believe. And I don't want to perish, but I need your help, Lord. I can't do it on my own. I bind up every evil and hindering negative spirit that's coming to stop it this morning. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for these your people's sake, so that your word fall on good ground, nothing is choked out. But that they will come to you for the gifts that you placed in them in the name of Jesus. For the work, for the sake of the work that you would have them to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. For the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Again, we ask that you would send more labors. But Father, I ask that you would make it clear to these people the labor that you would have them to do, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you the honor, Father, and we give you the praise. For there's none like you. Hey, Lord. Hey, today, God. Move, Lord Jesus. Move by your spirit for your people. Father, give wisdom. Give wisdom today. Give wisdom to these your people in the name of Jesus. Help this morning, oh God. Hey, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. We want to let it go. We want to let our flesh go, so that the Spirit can live in us and we can obey the Spirit of God. He can move for us. Because when the Spirit of God moves, nothing can stop it. Nothing can damage it. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you. Yeah. We want to do his will and run this race until he called our name and beckoned for us, because one day we're going to leave here. And we want to make sure we've done all that he required of us to do. Yeah. Sometimes we have to shut up. Sometimes we have to let evil go on by, without touching it or saying anything to it. We're just watching it go on by. because we're quiet and it appears that evil don't even see us because it's going on by. But God can do all of this for us if we're willing. Whatever it is your heart desires, God can bring it to pass. But many times we're not prepared for it. We're not ready for it. Some of us don't have a husband or a wife because God is not through healing us. Because we haven't allowed him to heal us. I'm still holding on to what John Brown did to me 20 years ago. I think I better let it go. We're still holding on to things that Laura did to me years ago. I think I better let it go. I'm still harboring unforgiveness in my heart. I think I better let it go. Whatever I go to God for, he's a deliverer. If I want to be delivered, I got to be willing to stay on the altar with him until he delivers me. It may take months. It may take some years. It may take days. I don't know how long it'll take for you, but keep it on the altar before God, meaning it every time you mention it to him. Mean it from your heart. Lord, I want you to do this for me because I know you're not pleased with this thing. Lord, I'm still talking on weed, Ronnie. I'm still smoking weed. I need you to deliver me. I want to be yours completely. I want to be that church without spot or wrinkle. Lord, I'm still lusting after men. I'm still lusting after women. Whatever it is, Lord, I need you to deliver me. I want to let it go. I don't know how to let it go. I don't know how to stop doing it. I need your help, Lord. Fill me with your spirit. Baptize me in your spirit, God, that I'm no longer in bondage to sin. Apostle Paul said the things he wanted to do, he found himself not doing it. That which he didn't want to do, he found himself doing that which he didn't want to do. He said, but he found the problem. It was sin that dwelled therein. And sometimes we got some stuff still in there that we don't know about. That's why I'm still asking God to deliver me. Because, Lord, there's some stuff in there that may be in there that I don't even know is in there. But if it's in there, deliver me. I want to let it go. God, I got to let it go. Because I want to be without spot or wrinkle when you return. I'm serious about that. Father, I don't want hell to be my home. I want to go back with you when you come. I want to come back with you to judge the world. Stuff still in me that shouldn't be, I can't do it. Help me today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me today to get it right with you. Help me to focus and stay focused on getting myself right for your return. I know the day nor the hour when you're returning. And Father, there are so many people need help. I was one of them. And you sent someone to my rescue in loving kindness. I was drawn to you. Do it for me, God, to do it for others. In the name of Jesus. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. We got so much to pray for. Yeah. I don't care if you feel like you've been delivered. Let's ask God to deliver us again. Make me over again. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Wash me over again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love him this morning. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Because he loved me. Over and over and over again. I can see his love for me. Some days I'm amazed. Hallelujah. And how much he loves me. He won't leave me. He won't forsake me. Hey, he's going to be with me until the end. Oh, yeah, he said it, and I believe it. And I see that he meant what he said, and he said what he meant concerning us. Oh, he loves us today. We should want to show him love back. And anything that's not of him, we should let it go. I think I want to let it go. Hallelujah. I want what's of him. Hallelujah. Because it's good for me. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All glory to his majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Evangelist Mabin, I can hear this around you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is well. I can hear that, baby. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. I can hear that. When peace like a river attends is my way. I can hear that. I can hear that around you. Because of this, Maiden, it's not that natural man that's important. It's that spiritual man that's in you. Your shell that he's housed in. Hallelujah. And God is working it out. Huh? Well, you're good, baby. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. He's working it out for your good, Evangelist Mabin. And I can hear you saying these words real soon. You don't know like I know what God has done for me. Don't think that your work is in vain. All that you're doing, God is going to move upon it at one time. Bam! And more than you could ever imagine is coming forth. And maybe it will be dates and time according to when you want to do it. You hear me? When you want to do it. Hallelujah. 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 I speak goodness and mercy upon you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I see you sitting in a boardroom and a long conference table. I see three people there. And when these three people get done, maybe you're going to be in a place where you could never imagine being, because your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard the things higher that God have in store for you. We thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you that you're doing it for your glory. You're doing it, Lord, that the testimony would be unto you, even the thoughts, oh God, of Evangelist Robin Lynn Mabin, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many don't understand, but it's okay. Many don't understand, Mabin, but God have it all under control, and that's what's important. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I can hear this, Brother Anthony, for you not long from now. I can hear that. Not long from now. That's what I hear for you. God is moving for you. And Brother Anthony, a private place of your own, a roof of your own is coming up. Yeah. And you're going to manage. You're going to be able to manage it. You're going to be able to take care of it, in other words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say it's a spread. That's what I want to say, because I see land. I can't see land. And whatever type of house this is, Brother Anthony, God is doing it, because it's as if it's way past time. It's way past time that you should have been had it. So in this season, God is moving for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your glory, God, today. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rita, it won't be long. I won't be long. It won't be long. Hallelujah. And you'll be leaving here, meaning going to your own place as well. I want you to begin to praise God for Brother Anthony's blessing, because he's giving you yours. And all the overflow from Brother Anthony will flow to you, Sister Rita, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like him. Oh, we can search all over. We won't find nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than Almighty God. I'm grateful unto him this morning.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All powerful. Hallelujah. All knowing. All wise. Hey, God. You know what's best for us today. Thank you, Lord, for moving, for every caller this morning, every listener. Listen, whatever you need, think on it, think on it, think on it. God is moving, God is moving. Whatever you need, think on it. Hallelujah. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, and that your people will be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you this morning. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for working miracles in our lives. We thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. There's none like you, none like you. We thank 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 you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I begin to praise God for your blessing. And begin to praise him for your blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Louis, it's coming. It's coming, Louis. It's coming. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord is coming your way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's all right today, Sister Jerry. God has it all in control. The songwriter said he put that reassurance way down in your soul, Jerry. No matter what, God has it all in control. He hung the stars in the sky. He holds the land back from the sea. If he can do all of that, Jerry, surely he can take good care of you and me. He's got it all in control. Hallelujah. If God don't come one way, he's coming another. He's got the power to do it. The earth is his. Ooh, the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell there. Oh, yeah, shut up. Oh, thank you, thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for your people. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move today, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, for your people. I move, Lord, in a mighty way. So many going through, God. So many got this, that, and the other. But we know you're almighty God who have all power. Or do it for your people today. Bring peace and joy and happiness. Let them feel your love today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times the breakthrough come through the praise. And I'm praising him for you. Hallelujah. That your breakthrough come. Ayashata. Eba haya. Ha. Ega. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's none like him. I love him. I love him. I can't help it. Hey, thank you, Lord. I love you today, God. I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you today, Lord. I love you. I thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for blessing us, God. We stand in the need of you. Thank you for deliverance, oh God. Deliver us, oh God. We need your deliverance. Without you, we can't do it. Help us today in the name of Jesus. Hey, Brother Mike, when you get a chance, I just need you to begin to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he's moving for you. He's moving for you, Brother Mike. I saw dollar bills dropping down. I saw money falling down upon you. That's a good thing, Brother Mike. Hallelujah. And he's doing much more, much more. Hallelujah. I can hear that much more. Yeah, concerning Mike. Oh, yeah, thank you. Hey, hey, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, we're grateful to you this morning, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Perry, it's already done. It's already done, Brother Perry. It is already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for doing it for him, God. Thank you. I'll make it clear for him, God. Use him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Perry, that's a calling on your life. And I am going to need you to talk to God about that calling. I need you to talk to God about your ministry here, Brother Perry. Because he chose you for something. Hey, he chose you, Perry. Yeah. I need you to talk to him and ask him to make it clear unto you. Yeah, so that you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is what he chose you for. This is what he called you for. Yeah. Yeah. I can see ministry. All around you. I can even see homeless people just want to touch your hand. Hallelujah. They just want to touch your hand. Yeah, because they feel like if they touch your hand, they will be blessed. Yeah, begin to talk to them about it because it's not many days from now. Doors are going to become open to you. Ideas are going to begin to roll in your mind. Yeah, hallelujah. Do it for God. In the name of Jesus, for the harvest is plenteous, but the labor's a few. Ah, he's willing to give him clarity. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jerry, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting arms. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory, Jerry? The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know the Lord is blessing you. I can feel the presence of the Lord here today real strong. And he's doing some things for you today. And simply because I didn't call your name don't mean you're not being blessed. Hey, because it's falling. The blessings and miracles of the Lord is falling. Yeah, he pouring out this morning. Whatever you're thinking of having, hallelujah. Whatever you're thinking you need, hallelujah. He's doing it for you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him. I can't help but love him. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Simon, I see a strengthening coming your way. I see a stronger presence of Simon. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is doing some things. And he's going to take you back. And you're going to get to see, hallelujah, the strength that you have that you never thought you would have. Yeah. I also see some dollars falling down around you, Simon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Begin to praise him. Oh, the more you're praising, the quicker them dollars coming. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is well today. Yeah. All right. All right. Go ahead on, Perry. I don't fool with you no more, Perry. Hey, because God is doing something great through you, man. Oh, you're going to get to see. You're going to get to see. Just pray. Ask him to make it clear. Yeah. Because you're willing. You're willing. I know you're willing. Yeah. And just ask God to make it clear. He's going to open the door. You don't have to make a move. He's going to open the door because he's going to give you the wisdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad he sent you my way, Brother Perry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at that. That easy. You done been and got your stuff done and came on. Yeah, Lord Jesus, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Brother Jermaine, listen. I just need you to stand still for the next 3 days if you can. You can pray. You can fast if you want to. But for the next 3 days, just stand still. And I believe God is coming and leads you. I believe he's going to put it in your spirit so strong which way to go. Because he have the last word on everything. Yeah. And the blessings of the Lord is right there upon you. It's right there. It's right there. Timing is important with God, Brother Jermaine. So you're just waiting on a little bit more time. And God is going to show you which way to move. In the name of Jesus, he's going to show you which way to go in the name of Jesus and the things that will bring his blessings upon you and your family in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, ah, yeah, yeah. Ha, thank you, Lord Jesus, for he's able. He's able this morning to see us through, and we're grateful unto him. I see my 708 this morning. Good morning, 708. God bless you. God bless you today. Thank God to see your area code. I'm always excited to see it. And I'm thankful unto Almighty God. Hallelujah. I'm going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. Please feel free to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. love it. I love it. I love it today. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And I learned this. I learned this. He showed me this. The breakthrough can come through you praising him. You praise God and your breakthrough comes. Yeah, he know what you need. He know what you want. And through praising him, it will come. It will come. Hallelujah. More than you can expect will come. And I'm grateful unto him because he's more than. He's a more than God. See, he's a more than we need God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free and press that number one and come in this morning and say something on God's behalf. Yeah, he done did something for you. Do something for him today. And it's all right in Jesus' name. Because I'm going to tell you, I cannot worry. I can't do it. I have to let it go. Because the earth is his. It's not mine. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. And see, so much of the church people, we don't want to just be church people. We want to be the people of God that's letting a God who's alive and well, got all power. We're allowing him to lead and guide us into the right places for his name's sake. Yeah, I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to work it out. I trust God, and I'm walking away because I'm good. See, I'm headed somewhere. And one day I'm looking forward to him saying, well done. That good and faithful. So all that them went on the earth, that's just too bad. Because I made it in with him. I heard him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Yeah, I did things, you know. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. All right, Miss Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm well and I'm blessed, Jerry.
Yes, yes. As I heard the message, I'm going to let it go.
Yes.
Because first of all, there's nothing you can do about it.
Uh-uh.
So you just got to let it go. Let go and let God. Man. Let it go. That's what I got to do. I have friends that say, oh, God took my man and I went to the grave and just like he raised Lazarus. Wait a minute, stop. Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. What God does, he does not make no mistakes. And if God allows it, he going to bring you through it.
Yes.
So Lord, stay with me and keep me in my right mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go too far off track.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord, for remembering me each day.
Yes.
That you allow me to open my eyes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Louis.
Yes, Lord.
Let go, Louis.
Let it go.
Yeah, Lord.
In Jesus' name, help me, Lord, to learn to let it go.
Yes.
Show me how to let it go. If
yes.
I can't let it go, show me in my quiet time, Jerry, this is the reason I want you to let it go. Oh, I thank you, God. Yes, Lord, thank you. Help me to let go of the son that's want to call me names and be disrespectful and blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it go. Thank you, God. Help me to not hold grudges. Help me to say, it be your will, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you. They tell me trouble don't last always. They tell me nothing. The grass don't stay green on the other side too long. this season it turns dormant, which means that you're not going to always be rolling in all that excitement good. So thank you, God. Keep me where I need to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God
love
is
you, Sister Paula. Have a beautiful day.
Yes. Love you too, Sister Jerry. And thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. It won't always be like this. Huh? It will always be like this. God is going to perfect
you later.
Yes, he will.
It's going to turn in my favor.
He's turning it around for me. Around for me. Around for us. Around for us. Yeah. He's turning it around for us.
He's turning it around for us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto him this morning. He's got all power. And I know sometimes we're thinking we this way and that's not coming. And this, not, oh, yes, it is. Oh, it's going to be in the end in what God said it would be. And some things we don't know. He's just going on doing it for us. And so we're thankful. Yeah. Is there anyone else? All right. While you're making up your mind, I'm going to this next one.
Blessings and
glory,
and more than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just want to praise him and bless him and thank him. Hallelujah. For all he has done for us. Yeah. Okay, yes. Brother Lewis had to run this morning. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Blessed, highly favored. Good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. Just want to, first of all, give God thanks. Thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thank you for the activity of my limbs, and thank you for who he is and what he's doing in my life. I thank you for every door he opens and no man can close, and every door he closes, no man can shut. And I just give God all the honor, glory, and praise. And I just thank him for strengthening me daily, and, you know, keeping me, convicting me, you know, and giving me spiritual mother like you and spiritual friends, you know, and this show, fellowship, and come together in the morning to get us some spiritual food, you know, to help us through our trials and tribulations and through our days. So I just give God all the honor and glory. I thank him and say good morning to you again, Miss Barbara, to Brother Lewis, Brother Frank, Sister Gloria. I remember now, Sister Gloria. Yeah, there somewhere. Morning, Miss Jerry, Sister Jerry. Sister Rita, Sister Brown, Sister Fionn, the Foot, Lee Foot family. Good morning to Brother D, Brother Jermaine, Sister Samoa. Driving on this road, everybody. I just thank God again for being able to hear everybody's voice and knowing everybody alive and well, and we just thank God again for coming together, you know, every morning, being able to, you know, hear one another, and thank God for that word, and receive what you said, Ms. Barbara, concerning my life and my walk spiritually. And, you know, I just, you know, I had to get to the point where I had to let things go, you know, and let go of the past, and sometimes it hurt, you know, but, you know, we say, the joy, you know, pain, we're going to go through, we're going to suffer, but, you know, through him, you know, we count all victory, all blessed, you know. So, you know, I can say that, you know, I experienced some things and went through some things, but, you know, when I got to that point where, you know, God allowed me to go through it because it was a lesson that I needed to learn out of that situation. So, and once I let go and was able to move on to it, you know, God opened doors and even blessed me through going through the storm, you know, and I was able to grow, you know, as a man spiritually, you know. So that helped me out, you know, a whole lot and helped me in my faith and trusting God, you know, and I just thank God for everything he's doing in my life. Thank him for who he is, the Alpha Omega, the all Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah DC. You know, I just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you because times I wanted to give up, you know, I held on, you know, and you know, I just thank him. I can't thank him enough. He's been so good to me. So I just want to encourage everybody, no matter what the situation, what it may look like, you know, when you get through that storm on the other side, this will be better. So just hold on. Continue to trust in God. Continue to keep your mind on him, you know, because he's going to see you through it. So y'all have a blessed day. Just continue to pray for me, and I pray for y'all as well. Y'all have a blessed day and the rest of the afternoon. Amen.
Amen, amen, Brother Anthony. God bless you this morning. And I thank God for you. Thank God for the encouragement and everything. Because today, I tell you, we got to gird up the loins of our hearts and minds in Jesus and in his word. And we got to walk accordingly and obey God at any cost. Yeah, let all this stuff go. Yeah, we got to let it go and let God be the God of our lives. Hallelujah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. All right. Hey, go on praise him. Go on praise him.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey,
for your glory. For your glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Hallelujah.
I've been hearing those things. Surrender all of it, Father. Get away with the past week. You know, I just look back on my life where he brought me from, where I'm at now. And knowing where nobody but him. You know, so I got to give him a praise. I got to glorify his name. I got to thank him for what he's doing in my life. Cause, you know, I could be dead and gone, you know, just out there in this world. You know, and I look back and I see, you know, family and friends and people, things they going through. And I just look back like, Lord, you know, I know you got a great purpose, you know. You got a purpose for my, a purpose and a plan for my life, Lord. Just ask him, just to show me, just open my eyes, open my ears so I can hear him speak to me. I can see his plans for my life, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Sion, a buddy, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Barbara.
Good morning.
Ah, you're shocked, aren't you?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am blessed. I can't complain, Sion.
Same here. Good morning to all the Jesus in the Morning family. I am not going to try to name everyone. I'm just not going to do it. But I love each and every one of you. I want to share an experience. I spoke with Miss Barbara about it, but I wasn't going to say anything about it because I'm not one that likes to really talk like on the air like we're doing. But I think it needs to be heard because maybe, you know, somewhere in your life you might have experienced it and wasn't sure about it. But I would say maybe a couple of weeks ago, my mom and I were at Publix. And so when we walked in, it was raining really bad. So we were, you know, getting the groceries and everything. And then we get ready to walk out of Publix. Well, before walking out, I noticed this tall guy with a baby in his hand. And I want to say, no, I think he was Hispanic, but more maybe from Italy, I want to say. So I don't know why the baby just caught my attention. So we're walking out, and all of a sudden I just happen to look down, and I see a lady on the ground with a sign, but I really didn't pay any attention to, like, what the sign really said, but I saw something about bless you, Jesus, or something to the bottom. So I looked and smiled at him, and I walked on. We loading the groceries in the car, and I don't know, I just started feeling this nagging, like, I don't know, like, there's something I should do for them. Like, I'm like, what is it? So, you know, Mama and I get in the car. I crank the car up, back out, and I still feel this nagging. And I'm like, what is it? And so I say, Mom, I said, I don't know. I said, that couple with the baby, I said, they're, like, really bothering me. So we pull on out. I do a whole U-turn, come back through the parking lot, pull up beside them. I think I might have had $17 in my purse. And I was like, I gave him the 15. And, you know, you're in that place where I really don't have it, but I'm just going to give it. And I gave him the 15. So when he came to the car, he wasn't speaking English. He was saying something, but what I did hear was, you know, God bless you. And once I pulled off, it was like it stopped, that nagging, that unction of doing something, it stopped. And I said, God, was I supposed to bless them? Like, was that what that nagging was? But as I was telling Miss Barbara, I don't like to see anybody hungry. I don't care who it is, you know. And I know when we see people out there in the streets with the signs and whatnot, you know, yeah, it kind of frustrates you sometimes because you're like, well, you dress to kill. You're like, you can go get a job and, you know, you can do something. But, you know, I just say, you know what, I'm not going to even worry about that. If I'm led to bless them, then I'm going to bless them. So in my little moral of story is I really had to step out on faith to do that, because like I said, I was like, God, I only got $17. Like, oh my God. So then I told Ms. Ross, I just should have given him the whole 17, you know, but I gave him the 15 and that was it. But what was funny to me, as we were loading the groceries, people were passing by them and they never stopped. They never did anything. And I was like, well, why do they just keep passing by the people? Like, they're not even, give them a dollar, something, but it was like they didn't even acknowledge them. So what I would say, we can't entertain angels, and I know that my husband and I have entertained them. I know for a fact we have. But all I'm just saying is when you have that unction of something, seek it out, because it's for somebody. And I hope that everyone has a great day. All right, that's it, Ms. Barbara.
Okay. Yeah, and see, this is what happened a lot of times, too. The people that was walking by them, they had to keep going, Sion, because the angels of the Lord wasn't for them. It was for you. And because you gave, God is going to bless you. He'll multiply that 15 back to you 1,000 times or more. And so we thank God that he opened doors for us like that and make ways for us to give like that, because he loves a cheerful giver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ride on a street here called Blandon. And when you get to Blandon and Argyle, there's usually somebody walking on the medium right there with a sign that says, need help, we'll work for food, or whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
If I have cash on me, which I don't usually have cash unless it's $2 or a dollar, you know, $3 maybe. And I just hand them a dollar or two out the window. Don't even look at them most times and just keep it going. Because the
right.
God is a cheerful giver. And then when that money already touched my hand, the money became anointed and blessed anyway. So I'm giving it to you. And whatever you do now, it's coming back to you. So be careful. If you're buying crack, you're going to buy more crack. If you're buying liquor, you're going to buy more liquor. That's up to you now. Because I gave you a blessing out the window to bless you to a place of where you really need to be. So if you're not careful with the blessings of God, that's on you. And I know people don't think, you know, and they even fight against people and don't even know who you're fighting. Yeah, you don't want to be fighting that. The Lord cussing them out and talking crazy to them. That ain't what you want to do. And you don't want to fool people because you don't know who's praying and who's not. But I believe that was your blessing. Yeah, that was your blessing to do that. And so we thank God, and we're going to see exactly what he does later on, because he's got perfect timing. Perfect time.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I tell you, I didn't think no more about it. You know, once I did it, it was just like whatever was on me, that it was gone. It lifted, and I said, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know. And like I said, all I want to do is, you know, I want to love people like God loves them. And I know that is a hard feat, but when you're sincere from your heart, God will help you go over those hurdles of the people that seem like you just can't love them. He will mm-hmm. give you what you need to love them, because you're not. Yeah. It's not you that's doing it. It's the Holy Spirit within you that's doing it, and the anointing that's doing that. So, you know, I just ask, you know, give me a clean heart, renew my mind and my spirit, and help me to see people the way you see them and love them like you love them.
Amen.
That, you know, so that's it. But amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen goes right there. I tell you, I thank him today. He has blessed me so many times for my giving. And, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people appear to be unlovable, but I'm like you. Help me to see them like you see them. Help me to love them like you love them. And let me keep it moving. Yeah. I don't want to be against anybody but the devil. He's the only one I want to be against. Hallelujah. And so we thank God this morning for the testimonies, and thank God for the praise service, because I'm telling you, when we praise God, he's going to bless. Praises go up.
Oh, yes.
Almighty God, come down. I was in Birmingham, Alabama, when the senior bishop, Charles C. Woods, was living, and I was praising God. I was drunk. I mean totally drunk in the spirit. And he said, go over there in that corner, that right corner, right over there, and get your blessing. I said, okay. He said, because your furniture is right over there in that corner. Go on over there and praise God for it. Yeah. I began to praise God. I was drunk. Yeah. Ooh, I couldn't even hardly stand up. And when I came back, a brother named Robert was sitting next to me. Robert had a snow white shirt on and some navy blue pants. And when I came back to my seat, because I sat on the front row, I loved that front row, that middle seat. And, the middle set of pews, there were three sets, the left, the middle, and a set of pews on the right. And I sat in that middle, on that front row, right there on the end, on the right corner. And when I came back over there, I guess he was feeling sorry for me, because I was drunk before I was having a good time.
Okay, all by yourself.
And so he grabbed me to hug me, you know, and he was kind of patting me in the back. And that Sunday I had lipstick on. Got the lipstick all over the white shirt. I said, Robert, I'm so sorry. I will pay for your shirt to be clean. He said, oh, no, you won't pay for my shirt to be clean, honey. I was blessed. I said, well, all right, kid. Yeah. And see, God do things sometimes in strange ways. Was strange to the natural eye, was strange to the world. But it's him that's moving, because he know the way to move. He know the way to bless us. And so I just accept what he allow. And any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am satisfied.
Amen.
Yeah, I know today I was blessed beyond measure. I had no clue he was moving this way this morning. Because, see, he don't tell you his business. He just do what he's going to do. If you're willing to accept him, he's just going to move. And I accept today what Almighty God allows. Woo! I feel like a run. I feel like I should run this morning. Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay.
I've been blessed. I have been blessed today. And so we thank God. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? All right. If no one else, I would. And Sister Simone, I am going to call you back today. If you text me and tell me the best time to call you, I will call you back. Sister Stena, whenever you get a chance, just call me. And I'll be waiting on the call. Hallelujah. Nikki calls me some mornings and tie that whole morning up. And I'm trying to get through to do something else. My mama, this and that and that. And see, mama. And then I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to get off with her because she got to let it all out. But this morning, I am going to hit her up and let her know I'm busy today, Nikki. Now, we're going to talk later on. And I know she wants spaghetti because I made baked spaghetti yesterday. And I know she wants that spaghetti, so she'll probably come over, get her spaghetti, sit to the table, and do her talking. But I thank God for her sweetest pie, sweet as pie. Yeah, she's real good to me. And she's got a young lady that I like who she bring over to do some cleaning for me. And I'm so thankful because I needed the help. I needed the help. I don't back in on the heart like I used to. The knees give me problems, so I'm working on that. And I tell y'all, I got to get on a very, very light thing. I can't eat meals like I used to and all that. I had to get the weight off now. I'm sick of it now, and I got to stop playing. Because I was playing and all of that because I love food. But it's got to go. It has got to go. Hallelujah. But all right, if no one else, I'm going to go to one more request of the morning because we have a little time. And when we come back, I'll come back praying us out. Yeah.
If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd maintain. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a word for you. But you know,
hallelujah. I didn't know we were that close to time. I saw 49, and we already at 54, so we have 6 minutes left. I'm going to pray, and I'll finish that song. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your move this morning. Thank you for blessing us, your people. Father, we thank you for what you've given unto us today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your miracles and your blessings. Father, thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and the understanding that you're giving to us. And as we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Continue to meet the need in our lives according to your riches in glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, I ask this morning that you would let every caller and every listener that hear this, God, give them a testimony and let them share with somebody the goodness of you. In the name of Jesus, we ask. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. And Father, we ask it again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, October the 5th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to finish up this song.
she'll be alright. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket, and he was on his way to a place called Todd. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him.